Red light bathes the space, pouring from enchanted crystals mounted on the walls. The scene is more decadent than I could have ever imagined. The pungent scent of sex, sweat, and incense lingers in the humid air like fog on an autumn morning. White sheets hang from the ceiling, dividing the space into a labyrinth of tiny rooms. The red light casts shadows behind the fabric, revealing the silhouettes of men engaged in hot, passionate sex. They make out. They suck cock. They fuck. Gone is the elegant orchestra playing fine music. Instead, a symphony of creaking bedframes plays alongside a chorus of bestial grunts. The sick sounds vibrate off the walls. I can feel the sound waves against my skin.
Oh yeah. Val is gonna like you.
A man steps from one of the makeshift rooms and looks me up and down.
His friend isn't bad either.
Another emerges, smirking at Kier. They're both beefy studs built like mountains. Round shoulders, heavy pecs with tight nipples, tan skin and thick thighs, and big, feral cocks. They're fully nude save for their identical masks, bulls with gold-tipped horns. They both possess the same blue eyes. Their bodies are perfectly mirrored. Twins? I blurt out.
Yep.
One of them laughs and grins.
I'm Torin and he's Elian.
This is the only way you'll be able to tell us apart.
Elian shoves his brother aside and turns, displaying a long scar down his athletic back.
It was a hunting accident. Tried to get away from a wyvern, but it didn't work out so well.
He's lucky to be here.
Torin gives him a playful nudge.
And that's why we don't hold back. We live each day like it's our last. Fardala was built for men like us.
Yeah, sure looks that way. I glance at the fucking shadows.
So, how about you boys get in here? We can have some fun.
Torin steps aside, revealing a plush bed in the little room. Large velvet pillows adorn the surface, almost begging me to come and get cozy. And these men, their identical cocks are inflating, growing harder by the second. I try not to stare. The sight causes my stomach to flutter. All right. I step forward.
Wait, are you sure?
Kier flashes a concerned look. Maybe you can go find Val, invite him to join us. Tell him I want to talk, tell him I want to satisfy him. My cheeks burn red. After seeing this place, I understand what Val wants tonight. I'll give it to him. I'll make him crave me. Kier looks skeptical, but he nods and departs. Torin and Elian usher me into the room and slide the curtain door shut. It's a utilitarian space. An enormous bed, plenty of pillows, and a huge vase beneath one of those glowing red crystals. There's a thick liquid in the container. I approach and stare down at my horny reflection.
It's lube.
Torin laughs.
You're getting ahead of yourself, boy. Come over here. Show us your body.
Elian leaps onto the bed, causing it to groan beneath his weight. I gulp while climbing onto the blankets, my knees sinking into the mattress. The two men pull me into the center, gazing down at my shirtless torso through their bull masks. Their blue eyes comb across my pecs and toned abs, settling on the visible bulge between my legs.
Look at that.
Torin reaches out and grabs one of my pecs, twisting like it's a doorknob.
Firm and supple.
Lie down for us.
Elian pushes me onto my back. I stare up at the ceiling, realizing there's a mirror above the bed. It's just like the one in our palace apartment. I suddenly understand what it's for. I'll have a front row seat to view my own deflowering.
Beautiful hair.
Elian runs a large, sturdy hand through my red locks.
Soft and shiny.
Nice legs, too.
Torin grips my thigh and runs his hands down to my calf. I stay frozen, unsure of what to do. They don't seem to mind, though. With firm, aggressive movements, they trace their hands over my body, squeezing and pulling. They've got a strong grip, but their palms are soft and dainty. I can tell they've lived lives of privilege.
Do I please you? I whisper.
Oh, yeah. Foreign boys are a rarity here. You're an exotic dish. A delicacy.
Torin leans down and touches his lips to one of my nipples, locking into a sucking kiss. His warm, slick tongue swirls around the sensitive skin, causing it to grow firm with arousal. Elian does the same, licking and sucking. I stare up at my flushed face in the mirror, watching these two bulls tease and nurse on my pecs. My cock twitches in my pants. My back arches off the bed. I'm getting dizzy. But a voice jolts me from the bizarre trance.
Where's the boy?
In here.
Kier pulls the curtain aside, his jaw dropping as he processes the filthy sight, but Val just smirks.
Ah, Finn. I see you've met my friends.
He enters, allowing the crimson light to shine upon his nude body. His fit frame is coated in a thick layer of translucent slime. Sex lube? His hair is disheveled behind his lion mask, and his green eyes are wide with bestial excitement. He sports a long, slender dick with a pale shaft and a rosy cockhead. His heavy balls hang low, coated in a light dusting of blonde hair. I can only imagine the places that cock has been. Will I be another of its conquests?
We've prepped him for you, my lord.
Elian pulls back.
Yeah, he's hungry for you.
Torin grins.
I'll let you boys go first. Get him wet and loose for my cock.
Val climbs to the back of the bed and sits atop a pile of pillows.
And the same goes for you, Kier. Get naked. I want to watch you fuck your friend.
Kier looks conflicted, but I can see the lust in his eyes. I give a small nod, granting permission. His dick is already erect. It springs up, smacking his lower abs with a loud thud. I look up and down his ripped physique as he moves in close, looming over me like a muscular fortress.
Kier says you want to talk.
Val eyes me.
I'll humor you. Satisfy my dick and I'll give you an audience. I'll answer any questions you have. I swear it.
Thank you, sir. My upper chest blushes. I'll please the cock. I'll devote myself to it. In truth, I do this regardless of his offer. That long, kingly cock. I need it inside me. The Fardalan royal phallus.
Go ahead, touch him.
Torin grabs Kier's hand and forces it onto my abs. Val moves in too, running his palms along my forearms. Working together, all four men begin caressing my body, petting me like I'm a treasured animal. I stare up at my reflection, struggling to process the surreal sight. They're warm, moist hands. This is a divine massage. My cock screams with arousal. It needs to be set free. But please, I look at Val. Touch it.
All right, all right.
He laughs and grabs the cylindrical bulge in my pants. With a firm, commanding grip, he begins to rub, sending a joyful shudder up my core. My mouth opens, gasping for air while my chest rises and falls. The other men push into me harder, kneading my muscles. They're all around me. So much pressure. So much stimulation. It's sensory overload.
You're in for a treat,
Val says to Kier.
There's a reason I keep the twins in my court. They're skilled breeders.
Val grabs my pants and pulls. Torin and Elian join him, peeling away my underwear. My excited dick springs free, pointing up toward my chest. It's hard like a diamond. The tip is slick with anticipation.
On your hands and knees.
Val flips me over. He grabs my hips, lifting my ass into the air. He pushes on my lower back, forcing me into an embarrassingly submissive pose.
A perfect little whore.
He dips his hands into the vase of thick lube. He slathers the substance onto Torn and Elian's cocks, masturbating their powerful bodies. They dip into the lube as well, spreading it onto my ass. My hole twitches and quivers against their fingertips. The wrinkled opening is sensitive to the cool liquid. It's a soothing sensation. My asshole enjoys being touched.
God damn, it's so pink.
Torin spreads my ass cheeks, while Elian traces the rim in a circular motion.
It's trembling, it's hungry.
Elian touches the center of the hole and applies pressure. The calming, delicate massage gives way to a light sting. It's a sensation I'm beginning to know well. Anal stretching. Ever since my first fuck with Kier, my body has grown to crave men. My hole needs cock. It loves being filled. The rim relaxes, welcoming Elian inside.
Tight and slick.
He pushes lube up my anal canal. Mmph! A tiny grunt leaves my lips as he sheathes to his knuckle. He doesn't hold the position long. He pulls out and props himself up on one knee. Torin moves in front of me, kneeling with his massive erection dangling above my face.
You ever been double-teamed?
He grips my chin and forces me to look up at him.
Be a good boy for us. Open wide from both ends.
All right. Like an obedient little slut, I part my lips. Coated in that lube, his cock glistens as he angles it toward my mouth. It enters, gliding over my tongue and bathing my taste buds in a surprising flavor. Peppermint. The lube is flavored. My lips close around the shaft, and I begin sucking and savoring the strange treat. The flavor causes me to drool, only further lubricating my oral entrance. His dick is so warm and heavy atop my tongue. This is where it's meant to be. It's a natural fit. Behind me, Elian swirls his cockhead around my rim before applying pressure. The flared mushroom cap pops inside with ease, my body shuddering at the dull pain. It fades quickly, though, morphing into a satisfying stretch as his shaft sinks deeper.
Look at that, Kier. Look at the way he sucks that dick.
Val throws an arm around Kier's shoulder.
Such a greedy piglet.
Yeah.
Kier's cheeks are bright red. A deep hunger burns in his eyes. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit kaiaubrey.com.